14 years ago, Columbus Community United Church welcomed me into their midst. In the 14 years that have passed, they have welcomed me into their hearts and into their homes. They have shared themselves, shared the fellowship of their table with me, offered me fruits of their gardens and works of art by hand. But so much more than this, they have ministered to me, offered the cup of cold water, blessed and strengthened me when I had need, just as you, here, the congregation of St. Mark's United Church, have done with your minister, your staff, your family. You welcome each other into your hearts and into your homes, and you offer the cup of cold water whenever there is need. Today's gospel speaks eloquently of welcome. Jesus tells the disciples as he sends them out to announce the coming of the kingdom with acts and deeds and speech. He tells them, and he tells us today, anyone who welcomes you welcomes me, and anyone who welcomes me also welcomes the one who sent me. Anyone who welcomes a prophet just because that person is a prophet will be given the same reward as a prophet. Anyone who welcomes a good person just because that person is good will be given the same reward as a good person. And anyone who gives one of my most humble followers a cup of cool water just because that person is my follower will surely be rewarded. So, what does it mean to welcome? How do we do that here in this place? How do we make this house of God a home? How do we make this and all congregations a community of love, a family? Perhaps quite simply put, we are called to give. We are called to give welcome. We are called to give to God. And we are called to give as God gives. In abundance, using God's economy, God's accounting. In faith, surrendering our wills to God's purpose. And perhaps we know that already. A poll conducted by Angus Reid some time back reported that 87% of Canadians feel a personal responsibility to make the world a better place. 87%. 87% of Canadians know that it is their responsibility to make the world a better place, to give abundantly, to surrender themselves. And we who worship and serve here already know that the Lord calls us to self-giving love, calls us to welcome as a sign of that love. However, that same Agnes Reid poll found that only 53% of Canadians do volunteer work on a regular basis, and more alarming, found that 42% of Canadians believe that nice guys finish last. Nice guys finish last. To anyone gathered here this morning, and to all those Canadians who are grouped into that 42%, I offer these words of Jesus. Whoever gives to one of these little ones, even a cup of cool water to drink, truly I say to you, he shall not lose his reward. The internet is full of a myriad of facts, information, and stories. And some of these stories, whether factual or not, resonate with us because oftentimes we better understand things when they're put to a story. So this is a story I read about whereby a church group purchased Christmas gifts for a missionary family, probably something like our Operation Christmas Child. So after meticulously selecting all the presents based on the family's needs, sizes, ages, the group gathered to pack them. That's when another member of the church whisked in and plopped an almost new man's coat on the table. Her husband didn't like the style. And as she turned to go, she suggested that maybe one of the missionaries could use it. Several of the people in the group were offended. The coat wouldn't fit anyone in the missionary family. Obviously, the woman hadn't given much thought or time to the project. But the other presents didn't completely fill the barrel they were packing, so someone folded the coat and put it in the barrel because it made perfect packing material. After Christmas, a thank you letter arrived from the missionary family. They thanked the church for their many gifts, and especially for the miracle gift. It seems that during a storm, a destitute man knocked on their door. He was so ill-dressed for the cold, they invited him to stay until the storm had passed. Even though their visitor would have no gifts in the barrel, they decided to open it. That's when they discovered the coat, and it fit the man perfectly. Do such things really happen in this world? You betcha. All the time. You never know when you give that cup of cold water, that unneeded coat, how that gift may be used by God. Some people are afraid to give their money, their time, their talent, their life to God because they think they will lose what they give. Unfortunately, they do not understand God's economy. They do not understand that God works differently, that God's ways are not our ways. Are you afraid to give? Do you think nice guys finish last? If you are, and if you do, perhaps God is working on your heart this morning. Perhaps God is telling you to make room in your heart and in your mind for his vision for you. Pray that it is so. Go ahead and answer God's call. Are we as a Christian community afraid to give? Do we think that there's no use? People aren't interested in what we have to give? Are we hiding in the shadows of a mean, inhospitable post-Christian world, huddled fearfully together with our little candles, afraid to hold them high? Have we chosen to avoid the risks of discipleship, the risks of welcoming? These are good questions to ask ourselves. This practice of self-examination is an ancient and honorable one. The willingness to do an examination like this is a sign of spiritual maturity and bodes well for the future of our faith community. So back to my original questions. What does it mean to welcome? How do we do that here in this place? How do we make this house of God a home? And how do we make these congregations of a community of love and a family? I ask you to remember them and take them home with you to reflect on. But I have a few suggestions before you do. First, start thinking of the house of God in this place as a home, a family. Second, practice on each other the welcome and the hospitality that you offer from your own homes and families. Be genuinely concerned about each other's welfare. Soon you will find yourselves welcoming Christ in newcomers and strangers as well. Third, remember that you are needy too. Remember the need of God's grace, the need of forgiveness, the need of compassion. Remember how God, through this community, through this family, has met those needs. Receive these gifts, this hospitality, this welcome. They are signs of God's favor and bring healing and wholeness. Fourth and last, make a conscious effort to invite Jesus into your life and put him first. Make a conscious decision to reach out to those in want and to get involved. Yes, it costs. Our lives will be interrupted, our privacy occasionally invaded, our nerves frayed, our patience tried. Yet what we give up, our self-interested agendas, we will discover to have been really heavy burdens that we have been dragging around. The world is always in need of smiles. The world is continually crying out for small acts of kindness and desperately longs for cups of cold water. Will you? Will you, as St. Paul said in our Romans reading this morning, give yourself to God as people who have been raised from death to life, making every part of your body serve God so that you will belong completely to Him? Will you make God's house a home? Will you give yourself to God in Christ's name? God longs to hear our answer. Amen.